A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Nun Vav, Yuma 56A, pagination page 111. We'll start from the facing page, though. So we're on Nun Hey Amid Beis, 55B, pagination 110, three lines from the bottom. Detnan, we learned in a Braisa, Halokeach yayin mibein hakusim, a person purchases wine from the kusim. The kusim had interesting status. At one point, they were considered Jews, and the wine coming from them would be considered kosher. However, we doubted any sort of tithe that they were doing, and therefore you would still have to tithe the wine that's coming from them. Later on, interestingly, the kusim were regarded as not Jewish, in which case the wine coming from them would have not been kosher at all. But our case is that we're only concerned about the tithing issue, and the wine was considered kosher at this time. Erev Shabbos imcha sheicha, and you're purchasing it Erev Shabbos while it's getting dark. It's almost shkia, almost sunset, and you have to make your move. You don't have time to do the tithing properly. You don't have the kalim necessary, the vessels, in order to take off the necessary wine that will go to the Kohen Levi, etc. Omed v'omer. So what do? You say, Shnei lugin shani osed lahafrish, the portions that I'm going to take off, harein teruma, they should be considered teruma, and when I take them off, we'll figure it out which portions it was, but until then, everything's in the same barrel. On to today's daf. Asara maiser sheni, then there's the portion that's going to, Asara Maiser Rishon. Then there's the portion that's going to be Maiser Rishon. Also, when I take it off, we'll figure out which ones it was, but until then, it's there. I designated that I want it to be considered Maiser Rishon so that I'll be able to eat from the rest of the barrel. Tisha Maiser Sheni. And then there's the portion that has to become Maiser Sheni. Umechil v'shosa miyad divi Reb Meir. And you should transfer the Maiser Sheni, Rashi says, onto coins, because that's something you could fix. But everything else doesn't get transferred. It gets given directly to the people that are supposed to receive the tithe. And therefore there's no solution. And you just leave it in the barrel and you could start drinking. And when Shabbos is over and you finally take the tithe, it'll become clear what portions were the tithe at the time that you took it or designated it. That's Reb Meir's opinion that you could proceed and do this. On to Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. And then there's a group of Talmidei Chachamim, Tanoim, that say that that does not work. Alma ein breira. So apparently they do not hold of breira. The key word here, breira, is that it will be chosen later on, and until then, we're not sure, but it'll turn out that it'll be chosen, and it's good even now. In this case, what we're saying is that you're allowed to keep drinking from this barrel of wine, even though there's Teruma and Meiser mixed in there, because it'll turn out that whatever's gone by the time we finally take out the Teruma and Meiser obviously wasn't Teruma and Meiser. So you had a great way of filtering, so to speak, making sure that you're not having Teruma and Meiser improperly, because whatever you take off is not in the final batch. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say that you're not allowed to do this. Presumably, they're arguing because they don't hold of this concept of breira. Asks the Gemara, Mimai, you didn't really prove it. How do you know? Dilma, shiny hasa, maybe it's different over there. Kediktani taima, like they explained, Amru lo le Reb Meir, they told Reb Meir, why are they objecting to his ruling? That you could just drink from it and take the Teruma and Meiser later. Aren't you worried that maybe the barrel will break and it'll never end up giving the Teruma and the Meiser V'nimtza shosa tevalim lemafraya, and it turns out he took wine that never ended up getting tithed. V'omar lohem, and Rab Meir responded, l'cheshayivoka, if it'll break, we'll deal with it. But you don't have to live your life worrying that it'll break. It's not a common occurrence. But you see from their wording in their argument with him that it had nothing to do with Breira. It had to do with the logistics of Shema Yibaka Hanod. It was not a lumdus. It was a concern in Metzius. Ella, rather, if you want to understand the concept of Breira, let's try a different Mishnah. Midetani Ayo. Detani Ayo, we learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ino de masna al shnei devarim ke'echod. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't make a condition that has a flip side, one way or the other, and right now we don't know which side we're taking. Ella, rather, imba chacham lemizrach, eruva lemizrach. If the person whose speech you want to hear in Erev Techumen, you're trying to figure out which direction to extend your boundary for Shabbos, so he's coming to the east side of the city, so then you have to decide. We're going with the Chacham, who's going to be to the east. Lemayrov, Eruva Lemayrov. And if it's to the west, it's west. Avalakan ulakan lo. But if you want to go either or, and we'll figure it out later, that doesn't work. Vahavinan ba, and we analyzed it. Maishna lakan ulakan de lo de ein breira. Lemizrach umayrov nami ein breira. The same way that the person is saying, I don't want to pin myself down to the east and west, and he's putting two Eruvin, one on the east, one on the west, even though a person can only have one location of Shavisa, of dwelling for Shabbos, so he's going to end up choosing one side or the other. So that should be a case of Ein Breira. And the next case, Lekan or Lekan, should also be a case of Ein Breira. Everything is Ein Breira because we don't know yet which side. V'am Rabbi Yechanan explained, Kishekvar ba Chacham. The Chacham has already come. So it is able to be defined which direction. It's just that he doesn't know. The case that Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you can't do the choosing is because the person himself has declined to make a decision and he wants to make his decision Shabbos morning. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Breira, you don't have that option to make choices later. The decision has to be in now. In this topic of Ein Breira or Yesh Breira, the psak is that we follow the Oraisa L'chumra. If it's a biblical issue, then we're going to say Ein Breira. And if it's a Drabanan, we're going to say Yesh Breira. That's in part based on a Gemara in Beitza Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. The Rambam, therefore, in Hilchas Meiser, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, brings this case of the wine barrel, and he makes sure to preface the case by saying it's Tavol Min HaTorah, that it is biblically required to take the tithe, and therefore he rules stringently that you can't play this game of after Shabbos you'll find out which one was the Truma and which one was the Meiser, and everything else I was allowed to drink. That calculation doesn't work if it's Tavol Midoraisa, if it's biblically obligated in tithing. If, however, it was only rabbinically required in tithing, such as a case of doubtful, a case of demai, case where we're not sure and we obligate you to take the tithe, you would be able to do Breira as far as Breira calculation goes. However, when it comes to Tchumen, when it comes to the boundary of Shabbos, since that is a Drabanan, we're going to be lenient. And therefore we find, for example, the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Hei, Halacha Chaf, tells us, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin, you have a case where partners in an animal shecht the animal before Yom Tov. They cut up the animal, but they did not distribute the animal. The question is, which town, which direction are the pieces of meat bound to go as far as Tchum goes? Are they locked into their owners? And the Rambam Paskin, since Tchumen is Durabanon, so they're going to get locked into the Tchum of whichever owner ends up, whichever partner ends up getting that piece of meat. Likewise, in the case of Tchumen, which we discussed, where the person doesn't want to decide until Shabbos morning, so the halacha over there as well is that the person has the ability to make that decision. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're dealing with a case of Dirabanan, and therefore there is Bereira. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.